and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire course, binary. This is topic 2.1, and I promise you, by the end of this episode, you're going to feel genuinely confident about it. Whether you're just starting out or doing a final check before your exam, stick with me. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and I'm going to make every bit of it crystal clear. Pun absolutely intended. So, let's start right at the beginning. Why does a computer use binary at all? Well, computers are built from billions of tiny electronic switches called transistors. Each switch has exactly two states. It's either on or it's off. That's it, just two options. And we represent those two states with the digits 1 and 0. That's binary, a number system with only two digits. Compare that to our everyday deanery system, which uses 10 digits from 0 to 9. Binary is base 2, deanery is base 10. Simple as that. Now, the key to understanding binary is understanding place value. In deanery, each column is worth 10 times the one to its right, so you have ones, tens, hundreds, thousands. In binary, each column is worth 2 times the one to its right, so the columns are worth 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and 128. Those are the 8-bit positions in an 8-bit binary number, and you absolutely must know them off by heart. Write them on a sticky note and put it on your wall right now if you haven't already. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. Let's do a conversion. Say you want to convert the deanery number 157 into 8-bit binary. Here's the method. Work from left to right through those column values. Ask yourself, is 157 greater than or equal to 128? Yes, it is. So write a 1 in that column and subtract. 157 minus 128 leaves 29. Now, is 29 greater than or equal to 64? No, write a 0. Is it greater than or equal to 32? No, write a 0. Is it greater than or equal to 16? Yes, write a 1, subtract 16, remainder 13. Is 13 greater than or equal to 8? Yes, write a 1, subtract 8, remainder 5. Is 5 greater than or equal to 4? Yes, write a 1, subtract 4, remainder 1. Is 1 greater than or equal to 1? Yes, write a 1. So 157 in binary is 1001101. Brilliant. That method works every single time. Now, let's talk about binary addition. The rules are beautifully simple. 0 plus 0 equals 0. 1 plus 0 equals 1. 1 plus 1 equals 2. But 2 doesn't exist in binary, so we write 0 and carry 1. And 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, which is 1, 1 in binary, so we write 1 and carry 1. The carry is the key thing to watch. Always work right to left, just like in normal addition. And here's where it gets interesting. What if the result needs 9 bits, but you only have 8? That's called overflow. Overflow happens when the result of a binary addition is too large to be stored in the available number of bits. For 8-bit storage, the maximum unsigned value is 255. If your addition produces a carry out of the leftmost bit, the most significant bit, you've got overflow. The 9th bit simply gets lost and the stored result is wrong. Examiners love asking you to identify whether overflow has occurred, so always check, did a carry come out of the leftmost column? If yes, overflow. If no, you're fine.
Let's move on to binary shifts. There are two types you need to know, logical shifts and arithmetic shifts. A logical left shift moves all bits one position to the left, drops the leftmost bit, and fills the rightmost position with a zero. The effect? It multiplies the value by 2. A logical right shift does the opposite, moves all bits right, drops the rightmost bit, fills the leftmost position with a zero. The effect? It divides the value by 2, rounding down. Now, an arithmetic right shift is slightly different. Instead of filling the leftmost position with a zero, it copies the original leftmost bit, the sign bit. This preserves the sign of a negative number in 2's complement. That's the key distinction between logical and arithmetic right shifts, and it's a common source of marks lost in exams. speaking of two's complement, let's cover signed integers. So far, we've only dealt with positive numbers, but computers need to represent negative numbers too. 2's complement is the standard method. In an 8-bit 2's complement number, the leftmost bit is the sign bit. If it's 0, the number is positive. If it's 1, the number is negative. The range of an 8-bit 2's complement number is negative 128 to positive 127. To convert a negative deanery number to 2's complement, here's the method. First, write the positive version in binary. Then flip all the bits. Every 1 becomes 0, every 0 becomes 1. Then add 1. That's your 2's complement negative number. Now, hexadecimal. Hex is a base 16 number system, using digits 0 to 9, and then letters A through F for values 10 to 15. Computers and programmers use hex because it's a much more compact way of writing binary. Here's the golden rule. Every single hex digit maps perfectly to exactly 4 binary bits, a nibble. So to convert binary to hex, split your 8-bit number into 2 groups of 4 bits, convert each group to its hex equivalent, and you're done. For example, 1101, 0111, split it. 1101 is D, and 0111 is 7. So the hex is D7. Going the other way is just as easy. Take each hex digit, write its 4-bit binary equivalent, and join them together. This is why hex is so useful. It's shorthand for binary that humans can actually read. And the number of states. For any binary pattern of n bits, the number of different combinations, or states, is 2 to the power of n. So 1 bit gives you 2 states, 2 bits give you 4, 8 bits give you 256 states. This formula is fundamental. It underpins everything from colour depth in images to the number of characters in a character set. Right, let's talk exam technique. The most common mistakes I see candidates make are these. First, forgetting to show working in conversion questions. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still pick up method marks if your working is visible. Always show every step. Second, confusing logical and arithmetic right shifts. Remember, logical fills with zero, arithmetic copies the sign bit. Third, not checking for overflow. After any binary addition, always ask yourself, did a carry come out of the leftmost column? Fourth, getting the 2's complement range wrong. It's not 0 to 255. That's unsigned. 2's complement 8-bit goes from negative 128 to positive 127. And fifth, in hex conversion, always split binary into groups of 4 from the right, not the left.
Now, a quick-fire recall quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the deanery value of the 8-bit binary number 10101110? The answer is 166. 128 plus 32 plus 4 plus 2. Question 2. What happens to a value when you perform a logical left shift by one position? It is multiplied by 2. Question 3. How many different states can be represented by a 6-bit binary pattern? 2 to the power of 6, which is 64 states. Question 4. What is the key difference between a logical right shift and an arithmetic right shift? A logical right shift fills the most significant bit with 0. An arithmetic right shift copies the original sign bit, preserving the sign of the number. Question 5. Convert the hexadecimal value 3C into binary. 3 is 0011, and C, which is 12, is 1100. So 3C in binary is 00111100. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. Number 1, binary is base 2, only zeros and ones. The 8-bit column values are 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. Memorize these. Number 2, binary addition uses the same column method as deanery, but 1 plus 1 equals 0, carry 1. Number 3,
overflow occurs when a carry comes out of the most significant bit. The result is incorrect. Number 4, a logical left shift multiplies by 2, a logical right shift divides by 2, an arithmetic right shift preserves the sign bit. Number 5, 2's complement is used for signed integers. Flip the bits and add 1 to find the negative. Number 6, each hex digit equals exactly 4 binary bits. Use this to convert quickly. And number 7, the number of states for n bits is 2 to the power of n. You've got this. Binary is one of those topics where practice really does make perfect. The more conversions you do, the faster and more confident you'll get. Work through past paper questions, time yourself, and always show you're working. I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!